80% of streams sampled by the USGS are contaminated with at least one organic chemical. But one young scientist is working to solve this problem.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
When a sixth grader learned the Everglades were contaminated with pharmaceuticals, she decided to do something about it. Maria Grimmett set up labs in her parents' garage and dining room, and for the next 6 years, relentlessly tackled the problem. She began experimenting with polymer resins she believed could be used to trap certain contaminants. For her studies, Maria chose a common animal antibiotic. More than 400 tons of sulfamethazine are used each year to protect livestock from disease, but 90% of the drug is not metabolized by the animals and ends up in our water. In her tests, Maria discovered that the drug particles actually attach themselves to tiny gaps in the resin beads, effectively removing the contaminants from the water. Although she realizes the drug in her study is only one of more than 95 common contaminants, Maria hopes water engineers will take notice and begin using resins in the real world. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA. Visit us online at innovationnow.us.